This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It is Thursday, September 12th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 2010, as well as links to their website. I added the document that I presented yesterday on the schedule page. Just visit the website and click on the schedule page, and then you will see that document. Many people have asked me about that. Please visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment at Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. Alrighty, our guest today is Alan Graham, and we're so delighted to have him back. Welcome, Alan.
Hello, how are you doing?
Really well, and you?
I'm doing great. Would you like to take up kind of where we left off last time, because we never did get around to trans fat, or did you have something in particular you wanted to talk about?
Well, you had also mentioned about the trans fats. But then we were going to talk about the thyroid situation.
Right.
And yeah, just whatever you would like to share with us, because everything you talked about last time you were on the program was so welcome, and I got so many positive comments about you being on the program. It's just I think we could have you on as a regular guest, and people would love it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I got quite a few emails too from people with questions, and if you go to my website, my email address is there. Feel free to email me if you have a question about anything. So,
now you send out a newsletter. How do people get on that newsletter?
Well, you need to email me, and then I'll just put your name on the list.
Okay, yeah. So we just email you and say,
yeah, at Alan, Alan 068 at CenturyTel. That's CenturyTel, CenturyTel.net. And if you just email me and if you got any questions, you can ask them, and then just let me know, and I'll put you on the mailing list.
Okay, super. And the website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. And of course, that's linked on the schedule page, so people can just go to the schedule page and click on that and go right to your website.
Right.
All righty. Well, I think you'd be pretty proud of me. I have incorporated flaxseed daily. I grind it up. And of course, I read your latest about chia seed being even better.
Well, I think it's better because it has exactly the same amount of omega-3 as flaxseed, real high amount, 60%, which is very high, the highest of any plants. But it doesn't have phytoestrogen, and that's the thing I like about it. Now, if you're a woman going through menopause, a little plant phytoestrogen might do you some good. But the rest of us, we're bombarded by estrogen mimics and xenoestrogen. I mean, it comes in car exhaust and all these things you breathe in are estrogen mimics, and we have too much of that in our life. So that's why I prefer chia seed over the flaxseed.
Okay. Yeah. I do add chia to kombucha from time to time. Just throw it in there and let it simmer or whatever, you know, just let it culture or whatever.
Okay.
I do that after it's already cultured.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want it to get hot. You know, you don't want the chia, because it'll destroy the omega-3.
Right.
Well, anyway, let me finish up with the trans fat before we get around to the thyroid or a couple of deficiencies that are just critical because they affect 80 to 85% of the population, and that's vitamin D deficiency and magnesium deficiency. But let me finish up with trans fat. You know, trans fat is partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, and it's cheap, it tastes good, and it has a long shelf life. So that's why the industries love it. But it exacerbates or causes virtually every disease because it's readily incorporated into the cell wall of every cell in your body, which makes the cell inefficient. It doesn't allow nutrients in properly, but it allows toxins in. And then on the other side, it doesn't get rid of waste efficiently. So we're talking slow cell death. But the other thing that it does that might make people perk up a little bit is it causes your butt and your boobs to sag. So if you're a 40-year-old woman and you're concerned about your butt and your boobs sagging, you need to stop using margarine and Crisco, which that's the two products, you know, margarine and vegetable shortening is what trans fat is. You need to stop using it because here's what happens. You know, that fat molecule is a real long chain, and we have all of this corn oil that's very cheap, but corn oil has a couple of sets of hydrogen atoms missing, so that chain bends a little bit. And when it bends, it makes it an oil because it can't pack up close to its neighbor to be a solid like butter. So it's an oil. But they want to turn this cheap corn oil into something solid to make margarine. So what they do is they hydrogenate it by forcing hydrogen under pressure, and that causes a couple of these hydrogen atoms that are on this long chain of carbon atoms, causes them to rotate from the side that they're normally on, which is called the cis side, C-I-S, causes them to rotate to the trans side, and that's where we get the word trans fat. And when those atoms rotate, it literally twists the molecule a half a turn, so now this slightly bent molecule twists around a little bit to where it's straight, to where it can pack up close together and form a nice, semi-soft, toxic fat margarine, you see? Now, what happens is because of that twist, and because the molecules are readily incorporated into the cell wall of every cell in your body, that twist makes the cell wall weak. It's like building lumber, like building a house with lumber that's twisted. It won't work. The wall would be weak. It's compromised. So when the cell wall is compromised, it sags. And when all 10 trillion of your cells sag, guess what? Your butt sags too. You know, you've seen two 50-year-old men, exactly the same age, the same height, same weight. One of them, their face looks normal, but the other one, their chin is sagging and stuff under the neck is sagging. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things that cause that, but one thing that definitely contributes to it is a lifetime of trans fat by eating margarine and Crisco and all of these baked goods and snack foods. They all have partially hydrogenated vegetable oil in them. So
Wow. They're
a killer.
I have always used butter. Never used margarine at all.
Absolutely. Butter is a health food. Butter is wonderful. And if any of you will email me, I'll send you my definitive newsletter all about the different wonderful, magical fatty acids. There's five or six of them in butter that are just fantastic. They do all sorts of good things like kill candida. And if anybody knows anything about the health situation of this nation, candida is out of control. It's really bad.
Right.
No, we even talked about that last time, as a matter of fact, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, candida is a bad thing. Now, a friend of mine, Brenda, in Texas, sent me some time ago, maybe within the last 6 months, how they make butter. And I posted it on the one of the schedule pages, and I'm going to have to find that, because after you read that, you wouldn't want to eat butter at all anyway, no matter what the consequences of it is, because it is just awful.
Well, you know, that's the price I guess you have to pay with dealing with commercial enterprises. You know, I guess it would be nice if we could all, you know, do like my grandma did and churn our own butter. But...
yes, and I've done that too.
Yeah, I wish I was that energetic.
Alan, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. I think I accidentally said that I wouldn't eat butter. I eat butter. I don't eat margarine ever, ever, ever. All righty, our guest today is Alan Graham. His website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. All righty, and I did find that document on margarine, and honestly, nobody should be eating margarine at all.
Absolutely. It is a killer. And we're being lied to about it. And for 2 decades, they tried to hide the fact that it was even in these foods, yet while they screamed loudly about the saturated fat that's in butter. Oh, it's just hypocrisy. It's horrible. Anyway, you mentioned you wanted to talk about thyroid, low thyroid. I think I probably get more emails about low thyroid than probably anything else because it is out of control. You know, it's mostly women and, you know, women in their 40s, 50s. And it's a real bad situation because we're being lied to. We're not told about the things that we can do that we should avoid to avoid thyroid problems. You had a guest that mentioned about soy. Soy is one of the big ones. You want to stay away from soy because it really attacks the thyroid. And it has a substance in it called goitrogens. That's where we get the word goiter. That in this substance, it blocks the synthesis of thyroid hormones, and it interferes with iodine metabolism. So it interferes with your thyroid function. And then fluoride. In water, I've heard one of your commercials there about taking fluoride, the filter to take fluoride out of water. Oh, man, that is so critical. Fluoride really does damage to the thyroid. So you want to get fluoride out of your water. And then the other big thing that causes low thyroid is vegetable oil, rancid polyunsaturated vegetable oil like soy, corn, grapeseed, safflower, sunflower. You should only use mono oils, olive oil, macadamia nut oil, avocado oil, and then coconut oil.
Now, did you also say that you should be able to, the oil that is the best is the kind that you can squeeze yourself at home or that you could if you had the proper equipment, or was it my guest that talked about soy oil? I'm not sure which one.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about there. But.
Well, if you were trying to extract oil from a vegetable, you should not use any oil that you could not extract oil from in your own home.
I get you. Yeah, like if it's a soft fruit, high yield fruit, you could squeeze oil out of it yourself. If it's a low yield hard seed, you're not going to be able to do that at home.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. I've never heard it quite articulated that way, but that certainly does make sense. But anyway, getting back to the low thyroid, and another big problem is that the tests that they give, they're really incomplete because the gold standard test is the TSH test. That's the thyroid stimulating hormone test. But it just tells you one thing, which is your thyroid putting out enough T4? But T4 is not the usable hormone. It has to be converted to T3, and that's done in the liver. It doesn't even have anything to do with the thyroid. So there's a problem right there. You could pass the TSH test and still have low thyroid. And I'm sure all of you know the symptoms of low thyroid, like brittle hair, cold feet and hands, and you can't lose weight. So... Some of the things that you need to do are coconut oil. Coconut oil is very pro-thyroid. It helps the thyroid work better. And it warms your feet and hands, and it helps you lose weight because I'm sure a lot of you know that coconut oil has these things called MCTs, medium-chain triglycerides, that really fire up the mitochondria and create heat that helps you stay warm, but also helps you lose weight. Also, people should be taking selenium and staying away from things that create mercury, like mercury that's in fish, because the mercury displaces the selenium, and that's bad for your thyroid also. Everybody should also be taking kelp every day to get some iodine, but don't overdo it with kelp. Just take a normal dose of kelp, and at the same time, I would recommend you avoid table salt, because table salt, they started putting iodine in table salt. They said, okay, we've solved the problem with low thyroid. No, in fact, it even got worse, because this iodine that's in table salt, it's too much, and it's not the good kind, and it can actually contribute to low thyroid. So I recommend you use sea salt, or Himalayan pink sea salt, and it has iodine in it, but it has a trace amount, and it has in you know, with all of the other 70 to 80 trace minerals. So I highly recommend that.
Now, what about some people? I know a lot of people are on Synthroid because they have hypothyroidism.
Right.
And when a doctor puts you on that medication, they want you to stay on it for the rest of your life, and they tell you there's no way that you can counteract the problem with your thyroid except with this medication. And yet, I just don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. And I think you should, if a doctor ever does that or tells you that, and you still feel bad, especially after you start taking it, and that's the problem, so many people still feel bad, and they wonder why. Well, because it's not the right thing to be doing. I would recommend you go to a naturopath, try to find a good naturopath doctor, and get him, well, actually, you have to have a medical doctor prescribe it, which is armor desiccated thyroid hormone. You know, it's a natural thyroid hormone. And that can help a lot of people better than the synthetic thyroid hormones. But you have to have a doctor's prescription to get it. But I would go to a good naturopath doctor and get him to recommend it and go with that. But just putting people on T4 is not the answer. In fact, there is a condition, and please, folks, pay close attention to this. If you've spent your whole life, like me, using antiperspirants with aluminum, tap water with aluminum and fluoride, cookware with aluminum, toothpaste with fluoride, you do this your whole life, you are very likely being affected by ALFX poisoning. That's aluminum fluoride complex poisoning. When those two things get together, aluminum and fluoride, separate, they're not good. Together, oh, they're a killer. For one thing, they readily pass the blood-brain barrier, so that's no good. And what happens is this ALFX poisoning, It is a TSH mimic. In other words, it can mimic the thyroid-stimulating hormone. So the thyroid-stimulating hormone, it goes up to your thyroid and it yells at it to produce more T4. But it only does it 12 hours a day. It's on a cycle, 12 hours on, 12 hours off. It powers down at night so you can go to sleep, and so these other two substances called GSH, which is glutathione, and SOD, that's superoxide dismutase. Those two things can go in and clean out the toxins in the cell and repair the damage. That's what's happening while you're sleeping at night. But when this ALFX takes the job away from the thyroid stimulating hormone, it yells at the thyroid 24 hours a day to make more T4. So then the doctor gives you the TSH test, and it looks like, oh, the thyroid is being told to make more T4, make more T4, so it's not making enough T4, so I'm going to give you T4. Well, that's the exact wrong thing to do, because in fact, what's happening is because this thing is fired up 24 hours a day,
I hate to stop.
Okay.
But we do have to take a 4-minute break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Alan Graham. His website is alienview.net/allticon.html. And there's somebody in the chat room that wants to move next door to you. I think that he feels all of our sentiments. We would all like to have you as a neighbor.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. Well, anyway, let me finish up here with this ALFX poisoning. Because, like I said, the TSH test will give the indication that you need T4, and so the doctor will give you T4, but that's not what you need. That's the exact wrong thing to do, because you actually have high thyroid. You have hyperthyroid, but it's presenting as if it's low thyroid, you see? So it's very tricky. And having thyroid problems, a lot of people can't appreciate how thyroid problems can lead to every other disease, especially heart disease. So, you know, you need to be doing all of these things that are pro-thyroid and stop doing these things that are attacking your thyroid.
Now, what if somebody who has been on Synthroid for a few years and still has the very same symptoms, should that person just stop taking the Synthroid and go a different direction?
Well,
in addition to going to a naturopath?
I'm reluctant to say just stop taking it and go in a different direction without you going to a naturopathic doctor and get some advice. Because, you know, I could get in trouble for doing that, you know.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's a very common thing because there are so many things that can cause low thyroid that have absolutely nothing to do with the thyroid. So the test that they give you is wrong so much of the time. But yeah, I would say you need to try to go a different direction, either wean off of the Synthroid and start and try that armor desiccated hormone or go a different, but if you still have the symptoms, they're not doing something right. Yeah.
Right. Okay, what about Lugol's iodine or iodorol or something like that to help augment?
Yeah, well, yes, I recommend you can take iodine, but if you're going to be taking iodine, I recommend that you do it under the through a naturopathic doctor. But if you don't want to go to a naturopathic doctor and you want to take, like I said, I recommend everybody take iodine, but in a natural form of kelp. And for all of you mothers out there, you should be given about a 100 microgram to 200 microgram kelp with to your kids, because a iodine deficiency in children is a leading cause of, you know, cognitive function. So, you know, you should be giving kelp iodine to your children, too. It's very important.
Now, what about possibility of mercury in kelp? I mean, if the fish have mercury in it, wouldn't
it? Well, you know, what can I say? Gee, I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
I think that if you buy kelp from a reputable supplement supplier, I think it should be relatively mercury free, you know, but I don't know what to do about that.
Okay. What kind of cookware do you use?
Well, I'll tell you what, I use that ceramic cookware that Mercola, you know, he's the number one web doctor.
Sure.
I use that ceramic cookware that he uses. And I also use cast iron it sometimes. But you want to stay away from that Teflon, because that stuff just comes right off into your food, and you definitely want to stay away from aluminum.
Right. Now, what about copper?
Okay. I don't recommend copper in here, and I'll tell you why. Because if the copper actually comes in contact with the food, you can be taking in copper, and copper is one of those things that could be toxic. Now, I recommend that everybody take, and especially for low thyroid, I recommend everybody take zinc and copper, and you should always take zinc and copper together, because you need zinc and copper to convert T4 to T3. So it's very important. But I always warn people, take the zinc and copper at about a 15-to-1 ratio. In other words, I like to take 30 milligrams of zinc and 2 milligrams of copper. But here's the caveat. Before you start doing that, you should, if you use copper cookware or if you have copper pipes in your house, you should get tested for copper, because copper can be toxic. If you take too much zinc and not enough copper, it will drive you into a copper deficiency. If you take too much copper and not enough zinc, it will drive you into a zinc deficiency. And then after it drives you into a zinc deficiency, then that copper will slowly start poisoning you.
Wow.
Now you can have hair test analysis
to see whether you have copper, too much copper and other things. Have you ever done that, or have you ever?
I never have, but I think that's probably a good idea. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How about there's two pressing issues that are really near and dear to my heart, that, because they affect from 80 to 85% of the population, and that's vitamin D deficiency and magnesium deficiency.
Okay.
And both of these things are really critical, because they work together for, you know, old people, for bone loss, and for your heart are so critical, and also for cancer, especially vitamin D. And we are just lied to about vitamin D. The dermatologists tell us to avoid the noonday. They tell us to avoid the sun altogether, but they especially tell you to avoid the noonday sun. And that is just so wrong, because at noon, that's the only time of the day that the atmosphere is thin enough for the UVB, that's a short wavelength, ultraviolet UVB, to make it through the atmosphere to produce vitamin D3 that protects you from cancer, 16 kinds of cancer, to include skin cancer. Now, at noon, that's when the sun is hot and oppressive, so it's real easy to convince people that that's what you should be afraid of. But no, it's not. As long as you don't burn, you should try to get out at noon and get that UVB to make the D3. And remember, your shadow must be shorter than your height to make D3. In other words, the sun must be high enough in the sky to where your shadow is shorter than your height to make D3. And ironically, Dr. Oz got right up on the Jeopardy program, had a drawing and everything to show that the long shadow is what makes the vitamin D. And it's the exact opposite of that. I just can't imagine how he could get up here and tell that to millions of people.
Indeed.
The long shadow.
But the listeners of this program cannot go out at noon unless they take their listening device with them. So, because we're on at noon, so they can only do that on the weekends, right?
Right. Yeah. But anyway, you see, it's the pleasant UVA, which is a long wavelength, like the pleasant sunlight at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everybody thinks that's the nice, safe sun because it's not oppressive and hot. But that's the one that most contributes to and triggers cancer because it's a long wavelength. And that means that at 8 o'clock in the morning, at noon, any time the sun is up, the UVA is the same strength, and it's potentially dangerous because it can penetrate the atmosphere, it can penetrate clouds, it can penetrate glass, pollution, and guess what else it can penetrate? It can penetrate your skin. It penetrates, it's deep penetrating, it penetrates down to the third level, the dermis, and that triggers cancer. The UVB at noon that is so hot and oppressive, it's not deep penetrated. So even if you get a little pink on the surface, it doesn't really hurt you because it doesn't penetrate deep as long as you don't burn. So as long as you avoid burning, you want to get UVB. Now, the UVA, it penetrates, and I mentioned that it triggers cancer. It doesn't cause cancer. Everybody thinks the sun causes cancer. No, you cause the cancer. The sun triggers the cancer. Okay, triggers, cause, what the heck's the difference? Well, there is a big difference. Here's the perfect analogy. If a guy's riding along and he's got his two kids in the front seat, he's doing 35 miles an hour. A drunk pulls right out in front of him, and he comes to an instant stop. He doesn't even have time to put on the brakes. One kid goes through the windshield and is killed. The other kid has a seatbelt on and is not hurt. Did the drunk that pulled out in front of the guy, did he cause the kid's death? No. He triggered the kid's death. What caused the kid's death was he didn't have his seatbelt on. Well,
okay.
It's the same way with the sun and...
Okay, that's a good analogy. We'll pick that up on the other side.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process,
Make money from the debt collectors? Yes. At whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Graham, his website is alienview.net/ALLTCON.html. And you were talking about this analogy about the two children, one who died and the other one who didn't, but he had a seatbelt.
Right. And so the vitamin D is like kind of like the seatbelt. So it's the same analogy with the sun, with cancer. The sun doesn't cause the cancer. The sun triggers the cancer. You cause the cancer by standing out in the sun at 8 o'clock and not getting noonday sun, by eating free radical-causing, you know, toxic garbage that we eat, all these processed foods and stuff that contributes to the cancer, by not eating raw, antioxidant-rich foods. And a lot of these foods are the very foods that dietitians badmouth, and I just find that disgusting. Also,
okay, name some of those foods.
For one thing, they tell you to avoid coconut oil.
Okay.
You see,
good.
And they tell you to avoid butter. So there's a couple right there. There's more, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, do you take coconut oil just like a tablespoon a day or something? Just
yes, I do, and I also cook with it. I use it in dressing, in particular salad dressing that I make, and you should also. And by the way, for any of you black women out there that have that ashy, white-looking dead skin on your elbows and on your legs? Oh, stop using soap and rub coconut oil. And I'm talking coconut food oil. I'm not talking about coconut lotion. Lotions are bad for your skin. They just give you the illusion that they're helping. But, yeah, you should rub coconut oil on your skin, eat coconut oil, and cook with it if possible. Yes, it's wonderful.
And put it in your hair.
Yeah, it's probably good for your hair, too. It is wonderful stuff.
It is. All right. What about, okay, we don't want to use any sunscreen lotion. That's just garbage. It's just something that that profits, say, a certain group of people. And they're the ones that say, oh, you can't go out in the sun, so put this on. What about near-infrared sauna? Would that give you the same kind of benefits as the sun?
What is it again?
Near-infrared sauna. I know a lot of people who have saunas, particularly.
Oh, you're talking about an indoor lighting system? I have one of those. I have one, the Mercola one, $1,300. If you're going to use an indoor lighting system in the wintertime, which is the only time you really need it, because you should be getting the real sun in the summertime, but in the wintertime, yes. But if you're going to buy it, please buy a good one. If you pay less than $1,000, if you go on the web and order a $35 vitamin D sun lamp, oh, don't do that. Okay? So, yes, I highly recommend that for wintertime. And what you mentioned about sunscreens, almost all of them have this stuff called penetration enhancers. And if you ever pick up a sunscreen and it has under the ingredients, a great big long word that starts with oxy, or another great big long word that starts with oxetol, don't use it. Those are penetration enhancers. They disrupt hormones. They even show up in women's breast milk. And by the way, if you have a little baby, let your little baby turn slightly pink in the noonday sun. Don't be afraid of letting your baby get a little bit pink. It's good for the baby.
Okay. Now, we all have these toxins in our body. What would you recommend for people who want to detox?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things I really like, and I was going to mention this a little bit earlier, is chlorella, when we talked about mercury, because chlorella is a number one chelator of mercury and other heavy metals. So I recommend that you people take chlorella every day. And as far as detoxing, you could do a liver detox or a colon detox. Oh, by the way, while we mentioned colon, let me tell you the poor man's colon detox. Magnesium citrate. It's a safe way to do a colon cleanse, and it's cheap and it's not harmful. So I recommend magnesium citrate. Take an extra big dose of it in a powder form, and it'll just kind of blow you out. And that's a good detox. There are certain liver detoxes that are also, you know, good. And I recommend some of those. But what you could do is there are several supplements that you could take. Like another one in particular that I really like, that's also a chelator of toxins and heavy metals, and that's a substance called IP6. And I recommend everybody take IP6 because it's a good detox supplement. But if you take it, you must take it by itself and not with any other supplements, because it will chelate to minerals. So you can't take it with food, or you can't take it with any other minerals or supplements, because it'll chelate and it'll bind to those, and then it won't do the work for you properly. So, but as far as detoxing, yeah, I highly recommend it, but chlorella and IP6 are the two that I like.
Okay. Now, if you had some sort of an infection, I don't know, throat infection or whatever, some kind of infection,
right,
how would you treat it? And we know that you're not a doctor and that you're not giving medical advice. This is just saying what you would do if you had a situation where you thought you needed an antibiotic.
Well, first of all, I would increase my probiotics dramatically because that is the best way in the world to fight an infection. And there are lots of supplements you could take, like Golden Seal and various other supplements that are good for fighting an infection. And I think that's the way I would go with herbs and supplements and also vitamin D, because vitamin D, as a matter of fact, Mercola just did a big article all about how vitamin D is so critical for fighting infections. And like I said, 85% of the population is deficient in vitamin D.
Right. Now, Golden Seal. I remember a few years back that my friend was just really, really, really sick. And so I went over to her house and I mixed up some Golden Seal tea. She drank it, and 2 hours later, she was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And she was really sick.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those things can work magic at times. But then there's other times when you can take all the herbs in the world and it doesn't seem to do anything. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't, you know.
And now the probiotics, you believe in natural probiotics, and what are those?
Well, I like to take, you know, coconut oil kefir, coconut milk kefir is my favorite form of probiotic. Also, I think we talked about this once before, sauerkraut is another good probiotic that I really like. Those are my two favorites. But if you're not so inclined as to make homemade sauerkraut or make homemade coconut milk kefir, then I recommend that you take, probiotics in a capsule supplement form. But like I said, man, it's kind of hit or miss with that because you don't know if they're still alive. You don't know like I ordered a bunch of probiotics one time and the UPS guy put them in my car because he thought it was going to rain, and they sit out there for 2 days, and it was 110 degrees. Oh, man. And I mean, I know it killed all the little bugs, you know, so.
Sure. In fact, when you order probiotics, they should ship them with ice.
That's right. Now, yes. Some of them don't, but now I've changed since that car episode, and now I order from a place that they ship them with cold packs in there. And so,
right.
I highly recommend that.
Yeah, now, that's what I do, too.
Yeah. Now, you can get heat-stabilized that are room temperature stabilized, you know, that are in a suspended freeze-dried state. You could get probiotics like that they only activate when they hit the liquid in your gut. However, I'm a little leery of them anyway. That's what I was going to say.
Sure. All righty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Hey, go outside and sit in the sun for 6 minutes.
There you go.
Okay.